Yes, so starting 15 years ago was this little program, The Wire, and we're now looking back at some of the big stories of 2004. Well, on February the 14th of that year, 17-year-old Thomas Hickey was killed while riding his bike through Waterloo after being pursued by police. The following evening, local residents gathered at Everly Street, which eventually turned into what is now known as the Redfern Riots. Ryan Stanton has more.
15 years ago, riots gripped the heart of Redfern. On the 14th of February, teenager TJ Hickey was killed in what his parents call a police pursuit. This incident stoked up anger from the residents of the block and other inner-city housing precincts, escalating into a riot which injured police officers and damaged Redfern Station. Uelei and Gameroi tribesman Michael Anderson views the incident as the culmination of a history of abuse.
The fact is, when you push people so far, you know, people will fight back. You can go on for so long being abusive and being destructive to a people, but, you know, in the end, the people will come back.
Shane Phillips is the CEO of Tribal Warrior, an organisation dedicated to community outreach in Redfern. He was also part of the riots, and for him, they were about making a statement.
Look, my version was, we didn't have any relationship with the police, and the communications that happened that the day of the incident were non-existent, and it created a lot of tension, and by the afternoon it had escalated. Strangely enough, I know it's not right, but it felt like we were making a statement.
Now, 15 years later, the circumstances around Hickey's death remain a contentious issue. Protests continue each year on the anniversary of Hickey's death, demanding justice and a re-examination of the case. Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council CEO Nathan Moran is one of the many voices calling for an inquest into the incident.
We really believe that the police should allow a full investigation. They should not hinder their own police to give evidence. I think they should support it, you know, in justice and equity and fairness. Anyone should have the right to have someone who witnessed or was part of an event give evidence when it's a coronial inquiry. We can't have closure until these matters are put to rest appropriately, respectively. Just like they would for a non-Aboriginal person, we would hope. When we see the investigations of same-sex people potentially being pushed off cliffs going back to the 80s, we take a deep breath and wonder, what is wrong with our mob? Why aren't we treated the same and given the same priority?
But the police maintain their version of events and refuse to question any part of their narrative. The New South Wales Government and Police Department have repeatedly refused to allow a memorial plaque which characterised the events leading up to Hickey's death as a police pursuit to be placed. Instead, they prefer to refer to the events as a tragic accident and note that the police were following Hickey, not pursuing him. At the time, the Police Association published a story about the riots, noting that a media conference was called before they started in an attempt to correct what they call misleading rumours about Hickey's death. One of the officers present on the scene characterised the riots as more intense than similar upheavals that occurred 16 years earlier. But how has Redfern and the relations between its residents and the police changed in the 15 years since? For Moran, the answer is depressingly simple.
Not a bit. In fact, it's probably got worse and more covert. They've got a procedure now that backs up and supports their practice that had prior.
It's not all negative, though. Tribal Warrior CEO Shane Phillips views the changes in Redfern differently to Moran.
So if you look at the difference now, there's a relationship. It's not perfect, and we don't profess it to be perfect and have any magic wands, but it is, let's say it's 180 or more degrees better than what it was. And on both sides, it's also an ownership and an acceptance of where we both went wrong, and we both have to wear that. There is lots more we can do, and we haven't even, you know, we were aiming high, but we've reached probably the halfway point, and we know to get to the real benchmark, we've got a lot further to go.
Shane Phillips, CEO of Tribal Warrior, ending that report by Ryan Stanton and Alice Savage.